let's get back to Olin. And let's just see what we have, first of all. Olin and Masos. The Alochas Gedolos, that's the Ram quotes here, but Kva To'u Zulasenu, his Kavona is the Alochas Gedolos, Kva To'u Zulasenu, Gam B'Sherish Hazer, that he's Moina Mitzvah, which is L'Shoah Eminyan Mitzvahs, Umona Biglal Shedochaku Hatzerich B'Mashu Rochav. He claims, it's a very strange thing, though he's trying to suggest what might be causing the Baal Loch Gedolos to do this strange thing of counting Mitzvah L'Shoah, because he has to have Tayag and he can't find it. See, so basically, if you don't understand what Tayag is, it will be Rochav. But since he doesn't understand, it's doch glatzor, so he tries to pull straws to find things which really don't exist. Okay, that's basically what he's saying on Alochas Gedolos, which other Rishayim say should call Dvov Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, v'gam elu eino no. Okay, so he says, what did he count? V'lo yavol lirois Kabbalas Hakadosh, which we discussed by Richos already once. Umono. V'loyavoid oid she bilevim. We'll have to talk about it a little later. What does he want? She bilevim. Okay, she bilevim. V'gam elu einoi noigeis l'deis el ki'im b'midbo. Very important thing. That these mitzvahs ended when they crossed the Jordan River. Kesha obos hayalden, he says b'midbo. He's very careful. And we'll see, I think Peskelov doesn't go like that, because I don't know how, he doesn't quote this Rambam, but it says, Mefurish ki im b'midbo. That the law of Yavud Oid was only noig b'midbo. Correct? And the law of Yavud Kabbalah is only b'midbo. In other words, once they crossed the Jordan River, it was all over. Correct? Okay. Now, we pointed out last time that the Sifri Baal Yisro, Vishesh is echo bi och es echo bi moi va bud le ya boy oi talking about the lab kocha tase levim shonu place me levim vi ein place him be kohan shoy be din u mai me mok mishli posa mu me be khulei and it goes the whole thing avu mish nikhnesu le oret I'm skipping a little bit mish nikhnesu le oret ein halvim Nifsol and Elabakol. So it means all this doesn't apply. So Chayla, it's a Mefurish Sifri, like the Rambam, that the Psul, that the Lav, or Yavo, the Psul Shonim, only applies in Midbar. Mishinichlus L'Oretz. Okay, I don't know what would have been in the Yaldim when they left the Midbar, where the Yaldim is all it. I'm not getting involved with Chayla. There's not that much of an issue over here. Okay? Okay. Now, that L'chayr is there, Rabbi Hillel over there says, Lo Apostle, the Begilgol, Lo Hoy Apostle Shonim Balavim. So that's what it means. It means Gilgal. Once they crossed the Jordan River, it was all over. Okay. So, L'chayr, you'd want to say, so what happened? What changed when they crossed the Jordan? What happened? Why was the law possible? So L'Cheira, you would have said that both of these Lavim, Lo Yirol Lilos Kabbalas Hakadosh, and the Lav of Lo Yavoid, okay, they depend upon Masa of Machanois, okay? And the Machanois terminated when they came to the Jordan River. Okay? And the Lo Yavud Oid, the Lo Yavud Oid, the Lo Yavud Kabbalas HaKadosh, when the Piruk and the Masos, L'Chayr is only by Midbo. That L'Chayr is what's said over here. There's no more Masos, no more Lo Yavud Oid. However, Biskurov Zichron Levocha in Chedushim Moibiz Halevi al Rambam in Michtovim, which was a letter to my Rebbe. This Let Rabbi on Sis Olin. Odo Hey Tough Reish Pay Bays. Rabbi was 19 then, okay. Let Rabbi was 19, okay. He was born in Samach Gimel. I think he was also born North. Odo. Sirk Diramasav Hoya Nira. And he says in Rambam that the love of Lo Yavur Uid, this love is Noheg Ad Beis Olamim. Because they moved, it talks about in Tanakh, they moved it, until they stop moving. He learns that Masa does not depend upon Machnais, and it's until Beis Olamim. And then there's a din of Nachla, and after Nachla, there's no more Masos. It's Afkof Masos Bechal. But until that point, see, the truth is, I don't understand Buskirov. Even if you accept what he says, the Rambam says in Kuf Pei Zayin, okay, that the mitzvah from Hachrim Tachrimin of Zayin Amamin and Amolek, even if Luyitzur, they leave the world, they're no more Kananim. They're no more Amalekim. The mitzvah is a mitzvah lederes. Because the chavis gavcha is lederes. Even though the chefs in which you have to do the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's a mitzvah lederes. And that's when I pointed out that the lechera, it could be doing from Tanchumi like that, because it's called Eva ve'eva oime asebi mitzvah, or lois ase. So it means that it's it depends on the chavis gavcha. It's Chavis Gavra. So, I only ask Biskarov what happened. See, according to my Rebbe, that the it was Lechatchila said in the Masos, which were only the Shah, because it didn't Machnes. So I understand. So it was a mitzvah which is no Yigba mitzvah. But if you're ready to say that after they crossed the Jordan River, the love is still extant, okay? It still exists. So, L'chayr's Gavra still exists, okay? So, the fact that there's a din of Nachla, there is no more Masos, and there's no more movement, that's Mafkila Lav? Why should Mafkila Lav? L'chayr should be the same as in Kuf Pei Zayin, as Rambam says in Hachrim Tachrimen, and also over here. So we have to understand, there are two different issues I'm asking. I'm asking a textual question on the Biskarov, because the Rambam clearly says over here in Sherish Gimel that the mitzvah is only Noeg Bamidbar. Then I'm asking also a conceptual question. Because Lamaisa, what does it say over here? Because once you say Ad Olamim, there's a Chavis Gavra Ad Olamim. So why is the Chavis Gavra walk up with the din of Nachla? Of Menucha Nachla. Okay, why was it put with Nachla? So Chayyur said that the mitzvah is still Kayim. It's just Nechat Timsa doesn't exist. If the mitzvah is still Kayim, but the Chefsa, which you do the mitzvah, doesn't exist, Lachon, then it's a mitzvah of theirs. The Ramas is very clear, it's a mitzvah shah. Okay? See, all I can tell you is, once you accept Biskarov, then, and you accept the Ram's premise, I would have said that Halachas Gedolos, that Lo Yavur Oid is a mitzvah Gedolos. Okay? That's what I would have said. So that is my first point. Now, this whole discussion is only about the Lavur Lo Yavur Oid. Okay? But there's an assay. Okay, an assay of Bakosef Yisoh. Okay. Now, interesting, just for your edification, the Aloch Zedolis does not count in his mitzvah assay Bakosef Yisoh. Okay. But the Rambam does. Mitzvah assay Lamadal Bakosef Yisoh. The Lav Lo Yavod Oid is the Shah. But there's a mitzvah Zedolis. Of course he saw. Okay. This is mitzvah lamed dalet. And he says, he shetzivonu But it's very interesting. Sheyisu hakohanim, hakohanim, ho'oroi al kitfehem kishenirze loseis oisei mimokol amokol. Okay? You'll notice something very interesting happens. Okay? You see, the din of Masa, of Machnois, of Mishkan, was with dinim, Alpi Hashem. Yachno Alpi Hashem Yisoh was with a din, it was with Onon, with all the different halachas. However, this peculiar din of Masa Oroi is without dinim. Kishenirze. Whenever you decide to move the Oroi, the Ram doesn't say it, and it's Kishenirze. Whenever you want to move the Oroin, there's a mitzvah cause of Yisoh. That's what he says. Kishenirze, correct? V'omrei yis'ale avoides ha'klidish aleim b'kos of Yisoh. Then he does something amazing. V'af ha'pi sheze ha'tzivui bo la'levim b'eis ha'i. In the beginning, in the Midbar, the beginning of the Mem Shana, it was a mitzvah levim. Omnom hoyezer, I don't know what time of the call, lemiut mispar kohanim bizman hahu ki aron hu arosh. And how much is more besides Aaron? Okay, so since you needed a massive Aaron and there weren't that many kohanim, so therefore b'meila there was a harashah that should be levim. Omnom lederes chayom mitzvizu hakohanim v'heim yisau kimo shehisboye b'sefer Yehoshua u'b'sefer Shmuel. See, here's an amazing thing, okay? So what he's trying to tell you, that the Makor is from Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Yeshua. I mean, that's an amazing thing. You know, if the mitzvah is Levim, and a Novi comes and says, no, let's change it to Kohanim, he's a Chanovi Asheker. He's chilek on the voice Moshe Rabbeinu. He's chilek on Zeis Ater Shalut Temuch Lefes. Okay, Shalut Batlo. And he's Misosa Bechenek. And frankly, I'm not even sure if half the Har Sinai, if you say in Har Sinai, Taya Mitzvah Nem L'Deres, I'm not sure if Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the same halach or not. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? You know, I don't know. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu came, you know, and said, this batlo mitzvah, cheslet. I don't know. I don't know why it should be different. I'm not getting involved in this. I'm not getting into it. But l'chira, what? He can't bring a raya, or he's saying, since Chazal codified it in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's a raya doch that it's not a stira. So, Lemaisa, it's very clear, okay? See, there are two different issues. There's a question, is this a mitzvah of Deiris? Okay? And how can it change? Okay? So the Rambam has a clear Sifri in Parshas Nosai, in Pesukim Mem Vav, and Yerushalmi is in Hedjim Per Yud Halacha Beis, the mitzvah zu noge b'mei David. If it was noge b'mei David, then l'chayot to teres. Why should it stop? Okay. Once it's noge b'mei David, then, you know, David with the olim, when they picked with the olim, when they came, and the whole maisa with David, right? So it's in. So you see, that's the makor for the Rambam, that's mitzvah noge b'teres. Okay. We still have to ask ourselves, can it change or can't it change? How does it change? So, L'cheira, it says a Pasuk in Dvorim, Perik Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tes, Vayichtav Moshe Satera Zeis, Vayitno El HaKohanim B'nei Levi Hanoisim Es Aruim Bris Hashem Vel Kozik Neisrael. So the Torah itself says, it's not, the Ram only, L'chair is quoting the Psukim in Yoshua and Shmuel to tell you that it was like that, okay? But it's very clear in the Torah that the mitzvah is Kohan, okay? Then, even more than that, okay, listen to this. The Rambam says, at the end of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the Mitzvah of the Seis Aron, he says, V'chein kishezochar b'divrei hayomim chalukes ha-kohanim le'esrim v'arbo'o mishmores, talking about mishmores kohuna, v'oma achaze eile p'kudat Kudosam, Lavoidosam, Lovoi, the base Hashem, Kimishpotam, Biad Aaron, Avihem, Kashet Siva Hashem El K Israel, Kashet Siva Hashem El K Israel, Beo Hachomim, Shuhuremes Leois Abodis Kohanim, Loses Esha Oroim, Ala Kote, Vizehu Kashet Siva Hashem. Elokei Israel. Okay? So L'chei, what he's saying is that the Psukim and Divrei Yomim are a reflection of a Pirush Mekubal, or that's what the mitzvah is. Okay? V'loshin Sifri, Kimishpotom Kasher Tziva Hashem Elokei Israel, Heichan Tzivo, Uvlivnei Kohos, Leinosan, Ki Avodis HaKlidish Aleim, Bakotev Yisol. So it's an amazing thing. So the mitzvah is Levnei Kos, and Lachatchilo, it's in Levim, and the Pirush Mekubal says that L'deiris, it's a very peculiar type of Levnei Kos, it's Kohanim. And there's no stira between the Pirush Mekubal and the Pshuto Shel Mikra, because B'nai Kos, it says in the Pasuk, and the Pirush Mekubal says that it's Kohanim. And the Pirush Mekubal is supported by the Pesukim later in Devarim, that it wasn't Kilu, there wasn't a change. So the question is, what happened? There was a change? So the Pirush Mekubal says, L'chatchile, it always was Kohos. But the Heta was Kohos in general. And then later, when the Srabe, a Kohanim, it was the mitzvah of the Deus for Kohanim. That's the Pirush Mekubal. Okay, there's no stira. That's what the Ram learns. Okay, that's what we have over here. Okay, now even further, see, there's something odd over here. Because if I ask you, okay, what should the mitzvah be? Is it kayin b'teres kayin? Or it's this Kayin who happens to be Ben Kos. Ben Kos, okay? So I would have said it's Kayin that says this Ben Kos is a Kayin, okay? That's the Pirush Mekubal says, okay? That's what I would have said, correct? But then, the way the Rambam phrases it in Sefer HaMitzvos, זה דין משמרת כהונה on it. That's very odd. Correct. Because משמרת כהונה is קיים בתרס קיים, not קיים בתרס בני כוס. You understand that yourself. That's very odd. Okay? Correct? Now I want to show you the next thing, okay? Let's do a homework. Let's see that out. The question is, what does the Ram do in Mishneh Torah? What's it mean in Akotze? What's in Protei Mitzvahs? How does he formulate this mitzvah? Okay? Now, this whole idea that you need Kohen and Bedavka, and it was Netka L'Kohen, you only find it in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah L'Madavid. Okay? And I want to be to the Shay, it's Mamash amazing. I didn't see people talking about it, it's Mamash amazing thing. But you see me something more amazing. I'll show you a few things over here. It goes like this. In the Protei Mitzvahs, in the beginning of Chizkiah Mikdash, it says, Hilchus Klei Mikdash, Vorid Dimboi, Mitzvah Vov, in the Protei Mitzvahs, Lo Seis Ha'oron Ala Kotev. No mention of who or what or how or anything. Okay? Now, if you know anything about Klei Mikdash, okay? Klei HaMikdash, the first part of Klei HaMikdash talks about the Mashiach of Shem and Mishra, all the Dini Mashiach. The second part talks about Keteres in Mizbach HaPnimi and the love of Keteres Zoro, Loyal Keteres Zoro, Vanessa Minchol Yisitzchul Olov, okay? Right? After that, it talks in the end of Perek Beis about Masa Olam and the love of the Hasor Sabbat. Okay? That's Perek Aleph and Beis. Perek Gimel is the Perek by Levim, and Perek Dalet is the Perek by Kohanim. So don't you find it interesting and amazing? That's what I always love to see, where the Rambam, you know, I take this the meal of Dola Machabrim and Rambam putting everything in its proper address to, you know, maybe even too far, but I doubt it. That's what I was taught to do. Okay. So what does it mean? It means that it's not part of the Dini Levi, and it's not part of the Mishmeres Kuna, which is in Perek Dalet. Okay. It's in the Dinim from Olin. Okay. There's your Masav HaKotev. Lachela. No mention at all of who does it. That's what he says. In Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. Be'eis shemolichin es ha'olam imokon lamokon. This is by Eish Yirtza, wherever they molich. Ein molichin oisei, lo abheimo vel agolois, ulefish shochach dovid, venosei al agolo, nifretz peretz buuza, ele mitzvah lenoto ala kote, shenemo, ki avoides akrivish aleim bakote piso, bakote piso. Okay. Now, I want to show you something amazing, okay? This, I'm just introducing an issue now, which I'm not going to discuss fully, but it's an amazing issue, okay? Is there some type of rhyme and reason? Is there an order of the way the Rambam counted the mitzvahs I say? Is there some type of way, Seder, or he just found a, you know, Ramach and Shasad, and he put them in Shalom on Yisrael? Or there's no reason at all. Okay? So what I want to show you is at least over here, and we'll see, I think, I hope in general, that there is rhyme and reason. But listen to what he did. He did something absolutely amazing. Okay, listen to this. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a Seder. I'm going to start from Mitzvah Lamed Beis and read to you. And if you follow me, mitzvahs in the minyan hakotzer. I'm not going to read the sefer mitzvahs in the minyan hakotzer. Okay, minyan hakotzer. Mitzvah lamed beis. Lachloi kovoi lezalro shal alim ulabdimo lechol dover shevidusha shem v'kidashte. Kohanim, correct? Lamed gimel. Liois hakohanim loivshim la'avoid the big day kuna shem v'asis the big day kodesh. Okay. Lamed dalet. Lo seis ha'oroi ala kotev kishenoisin oisoi. Shem bakotev yisro. No mention of Kohanim. No mention of anything. Lamed hey. Limshoyach ha'kohanim kohanim gedoilim u'malochim b'shemen ha'mishcha. Shenema shemen mishchas kodesh yiyezer. He mentioned Kohanim gedoilim before malochim. We don't know how malochim got in here. The Ebenezer says the Kabbalah. Okay, good. Next. Then was Lamed Hey. Lamed Vov. Liyois ha'kohanim oidim b'mikdash mishmolais. The mikdash mishmolais uva moadim oidim ke'echot shnema v'chiyov ha'alevi v'chulei levadim kov ha'alovos. So he has a whole kvutza, a whole group of mitzvah kohanim. He throws in Masa v'kotev in there. He doesn't say explicitly it's kohanim. So what does he want? It's an amazing thing, okay? He does, right? And usually the amazing thing over here, usually you find that the minyan hakotzer and the sefer mitzvahs go together. I even saw someone, the Kilu, wrote a brilliant article that the minyan hakotzer was before. And Kilu, that was the Rambam, so that's okay, good, you know. And you know something? He brought one raya. And from that one raya, he concluded. The Seder. So, all I'm just telling you, L'cheira, this reflects what's going on in Mishneh Torah and the Protem Mitzvahs. But it's some type of almost a, it's like a stepping stone, because he didn't move away from Kohanim completely, did he? Because he put it in the whole group of Kohanim. But he didn't say it's Kohanim. Okay? In Mishneh Torah, both in the Mishneh Torah, in the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash proper, and in the Pratei HaMitzvah, the beginning, he doesn't mention Kohanim B'chol. Okay? So that's what we have. So the question, what is this? Bemis is the pashtis of the Braise. You see, the Rambam is taking on himself something which is a little difficult in Sefer Mitzvahs, because the pashtis of the Braise in Seder, okay, it's also the Sefer, is that the Siyas Ha'olim Ali De Kohanim B'davka is an exception. It's not the rule. Okay? According to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, it's the rule. Okay, that's the way it is. Listen to the Loshon of the Braise in Seder. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis Tanya Rev Yesi Oime B'Shloishim Mekoymois Nosu Kohanim Es Ha'olim. The three times that the Kohanim Nosu Es Ha'olim. Three times. Kishobu Sayyadin. Kishesibu Es Yirichoy. Ukishiziru Echzireyu Lemekoymoy. So if you read this Braisa, you don't get the impression that the mitzvah is Kohanim Lederes. Okay. So, I'm wondering I'm not sure, okay? I can't say I'm sure, but even in the Minyan HaKotzer, we put it together in the group of Kohanim, and he leaves out the word Kohanim. I think he's trying to move away from what the Rambam puts it into Mishmores, okay? Because Mishmores is Kohen Dafka. And I think what he's trying to do, possibly, is you might need Kohen, but it's Kohen, not Beteris Kohen, but a peculiar member of the family of Kohos. So therefore we might not write Kohen. I can imagine. When I get to Mishneh Torah, I have no clue what's going on. Okay? So that's what we have, correct? But Chabrisa, just before we start, whatever you say, whether you say like he says in Sefer Mitzvahs, me and Akotze, or, and we'll do it a little better, or you say like he says in Mishneh Torah, the Protei Mitzvahs, to say that since there's Maseh B'Kotev as far as Olin is concerned, there should be a Lav V'Yavod Uy as far as Olin. Okay? Correct? So the answer is very poshut, that the love of Olin, of Lo Yavod Oid, is a love in Avodas Halevi B'Teres Levi. So whether you take the approach of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs proper, that the mitzvah is koyin b'tu mishmores, or you ready to accept what I suggested in the Min HaKotzer, that it's koyin b'tu is b'nei kohos, or you leave it as almost without name in Mishneh Torah, it's not Avodas Levi. So it's not Avodas Levi. There's no makor. The whole din of Avodas Levi in Masa was only said in Mishkan. And Mishkan was the Shah, only a Midbar. And that's why the Ram says then, Umono v'loyavid oid shibir levim. And it could be that's why he stresses levim. And he goes, oh, Dr. Levim, that was talking Nigma Lashah. But other dinim, that are not Dr. Levim, that are B'nai Kos or Kain or whatever you want, that is the Dei Reis, which is the Mitzvah Masah. So that's continued now. So that's what we have so far. You know, the truth is, I was absolutely amazed. The Diuk in Min HaKotz, I think, is amazing. You know, I didn't see anyone talk about it. But you know, it's like it's almost like, you know, he's on his way to make a change and has not made it. Okay. Or you could say something else. You could say that he's not on his way to do anything, really. I'll explain to you. Because the minion, the Seder, was made in Sefer Mitzvah itself, which there was Kohanim. But the question is, can you actually write a minion HaKotzer and, you know, and put in the same... I just don't know what that means, but I'm not getting... Okay? But I'm not getting involved in that, but just pointing out. Okay, let's say that. Next.
When you say Shabbalevi, I mean, you're not saying that the Shaykh, the Inisir by the Kohanim, is it?
What?
You're suggesting that Lo Yavod could have applied to Kohanim?
No, so I'm saying, since whatever it is, even it's B'nai Kohos, but it's not B'nai Kohos, but it's Levi. So the whole idea of Levi, L'Deiris, doesn't make any sense. It's not Avodas Levi. No matter whether you ready to say it's Mishmoris or whatever you say, but it's not Avodas Levi. And the love of Le'avod Eid was said in Avodas Levi. You say that? Okay. Now, this mamish is very interesting, right? Just amazing, okay? Now, that's next. So the Chayra. Since the Ram says Netko, and Lemir Kohanim and Aaron Barosh, you have to say that even in the Midbar, during the Aboyim Shona, there was a kiyum not only of Masa of Mishkan, but a kiyum Masa of Aaron B'teris Aaron. Okay? Right? Because it can't be, right? Because it's not that the mitzvah started later, okay? But the mitzvah, he says, L'chatchile was Levi, okay? L'chatchile was Levi. But Lemir, Kohanim, it was Netanyahu. You see, this question itself is something you have to think about. Because L'chira, the discussion of Netko, okay, by definition means you could have imagined a masa of Oroi in Midbar independent of masa of Mishkan, correct? Because if you couldn't have imagined it, okay, and every time you pick up the Oroi, it was a masa of Mishkan, so we have to say Netko. You could say it always was Kohanim, but you know, whatever it is, the Din Masa or the Din didn't exist. So what exactly happened? What the Din Masa of Oroim Asas would have Asad the Levi? Just wondering what's happening exactly. Okay. So you know, before we get started, L'chol Eishi Yirtze. If Muyitzur, they wanted, even though the Mishkan was over here, they wanted to move the Olam kilogram, the Eishin Yirtzah, L'chayra, I'm not sure exactly what would have happened, but L'chayra, you should have had Kohanim, had the Mitzvah had not changed. Okay, we'll see, okay. There is a Mitzvah of Maseh of Mishkan with the Din of Seidah HaMachnes, and the din of Oroi had a peculiar din of Machna Levi, and Biskalov discusses Barichus in his Pirush al Atera in Parshas Nosri Divrei Masa V'Nosa. B'kitzur, the Machne of the Oroi was called Machna Levi, so a separate din as part of the same Machnes. So it didn't all over tell you say the machnis. Now, you would want to say there might have been a separate din masa and oloin in for example, if the two aloinos, okay, and it's now going. They, you know, they took out the Nuchomo and not this one and that one. So then you could imagine that they were moving the Olam around, correct? The problem is that even though, but I think Biskalov also mentioned the two Agoinis, and my Rebbe mentions it in the Sefer, there's no mention in Rambam of two Agoinis. Ramban Chumash is Machriya, like the Rabban and the Yishalmi Shkol, there's only one Olam, and the Rambam there's only one Olam. So then I'm a little bit confused, okay? And that's Yishami says, Rabbon Amre, Orin Echer Hoyu, Upam Achas Yotzvi Me'eli. It never went out of the Mechama. It was only Me'eli. That's when it was Nishba. It was only one time. And that's the Psak of the Ramban. Okay?
Rabbon Chemes Minyan. Doesn't the Chomish talk about...
That's Chatzul, what? Claire Kledish. I don't think I'm that. I don't have to take it out. That's the mina. You tell God to kill you. Okay. The Rambam doesn't quote even in Hilchos Melachim Din Lohitze Olam B'Shas Melachim. And Pashas Sugi Bobasa and your Dalit is not like this. Okay? Okay? I only ask you something, and I'm afraid even to say this, okay? There's a posik that losel lehem menucha. The oil was in front of the machnes, losel lehem menucha. So all the Sifri and the Sifri Zuta, Sifri Zuta even called it before Yesh Imim, that there was two alenais. So, you know, everything's okay. The only question, what do you do in Chumash if there was only one oil and it was lost, and I'm just very confused. So where was the din of Masa Orin in Machnes and Machan Leviya? Where was it in front of the Ma'ad? I'm confused, okay? But it's clear to me, whatever you want, that either you have to do one or two things. Either you can say there was no din of Orin by itself, okay? Even though the posik of Lurche, Leila Kohanim, Lurche Aaron Abris, I'm not sure exactly, Aaron Abris, you know, it could be, I would assume there would be something like that, but you have to say that Lu Yitzur, the mitzvah would have been Kohanim with Mavkias, what would you have done? The stira, that you would have been frozen, that's the vault. Or you could have imagined in Midbar, either Losna or Menucha, that there is such a thing as all of the Vat, and that's the Rambam saying Shtikl Teira Levi, it's a whole new Shtikl Teira. That's what I would assume. Biskarov Zichrino Levoch in Seita. Not dealing with this issue particularly, but you know, he touches on it. He says that the Din Masse of Mishkan and the Din Masse of Din Masse of Orin is a chilek of the Mishkan. And the din masa of Orin, as Orin b'teris Orin, is cholok betz misayim dinay. But the din masa of Orin b'teris Mishkan is on the keli. It's not on the luchas. It's not masa luchas abris. There's a din masa on the menorah. There's a din masa on the shulchan, on the klei hamikdash. There's a din masa. Okay. Orin, whenever you talk about Orin Levad, is Aruin HaPris. Or the din masa is not on the Orin, but on the Orin Sheish Menuchis. I'm not sure there's a big nafkamina. Even if you say, like a Moshe Shtikl Teira, that Olin without Luchas is not an Olin, okay? But the question is, what is the Masa on? Is it on the Olin? Or is it the Olin Beteris Olin? Or is it the, and you need the Luchas to make it into Olin? Or the Masa is not on the Aron HaBris?
Okay. Does the Ram ever talk about Luchas?
Does he ever talk about Luchas?
Does he ever talk about it?
Does he ever mention his luchas li'olim? In Perek Yud of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Dvorim sheba luchas, hein sheba chol sefer v'sefer. When he's talking about, we can talk about other things. The luchas there and there. I'm sure you find other things, but that's just the beginning. Okay. Now. Next.
And we have to assume that the Aron was Luchas. I mean, just simply when the Ram talks about Aron, doesn't mention Luchas.
Which Aron? Where the Aron?
Aron played Mikdash, or
I don't know. I have to sit down and look at it. But the Aron, because you can't. What Moshe would say is you can't imagine Aron without Luchas anyway.
It just so push it.
Okay, but the Ram says Dvorim Sheba Lucha is Hein Sheba Chol Seif Tatera, and the reason why you have to be Nenesh Eshua Eid HaNe'emon, he's talking about the Luchas over there in Perek Yud of Hilchos Seif Tatera. Now, Now here comes a new question, okay? What is Olin? What's his relationship with Mikdash? And what's going on, okay? See, recall I mentioned last week, my Rebbe basically said that, you know, in when he was a young boy, when he wrote the piece that Biskarov was discussing back and forth, he basically said that the Olin, okay, the Olin, Beteres Olin, okay, Olin Beteres, you see, Mishkan started this. Mishkan, you see, you could have imagined, you see, but you see, you get back into the problem, you could have, he starts like this, you could have imagined Masa of Mishkan the Deiris. But the problem is, outside of Mishkan, of Masa Bekoti Yisrael, outside of Mishkan, a klisholis outside of Mikdash is not a klisholis. The dina klisholis is a dina that's makadish only makadish liposel. The whole shem klisholis is only as much as the Mishkan. So if you have a din masa on it without the din of machnes, you have nothing. See, it says by default the only thing left over is olim because the shem olim without Mishkan. But how it proves is a little bit odd because he starts with the shtei alinis. And the whole business, the Shem Olin, Abel Chere, more the Pesukim of Tanakh, you also see it, the Shem Olin, that's where he goes. Okay? The Shem Olin, that's where he goes. Okay? Then, in Igris HaGrid, he flips it around the Gamre, and he says that the Ram says there's only Shiva Caleb. When you bring in the Mikdash, there's a you make the structure of the Mikdash and Shiva Kalim. That's the proper gears from the Rambam, okay? That's what he calls Ksav Yad, and that's where Frankel has it. Also, there's a Meis, and that's where you wrote this thing, okay? And Olin is not one of the Shiva Kalim. So he says, Olin. And he says the following. He has the following Losh, and he says, the Af Moshe Mnitztavolov V'nichla basiris hakelim nira dehu tzivu miyuchad legabi Moshe levad v'rak shom ho yisal chalois shem asiyah v'din kiyum asiyah avlodeis ein shayach zet. See, first he says it's not part of the nasila, it's not part of mitzvah mitzvah. Then he asks the question himself. The father asks him so, you know, because see, the problem is the Ramban has a separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. He says, Shoch HaCharal, Shoch HaRambam, mitzvah Masir Sa'ol. Okay? And the Ram doesn't have a mitzvah. So you end up in a very strange thing. You say that all is not part of the mitzvah of Minyan HaMitzvahs. And you say that Olin is not part of it, and there's no mitzvah of making an Olin. So he says, that's what he tells father, that it's a mitzvah of the show. Okay. And the Ramban in the mitzvah of Zaseh Lama Gimel, in his Asog, he says that Asiyas Olin is a mitzvah of Nehatzel Adelis. Now, I just want to think about this, okay? What's the relation to Olin, Mikdash, not Mikdash? What's going on here exactly, okay? Because see, it's very strange what he does, because anyone learning Chumash, you know, when you start Pasha Shuvah, Vasli Mikdash, Olin starts the whole story. Okay? So I want to show you a few Dukim, okay? Rambam, we'll see how to play this out. Listen to this. The Rambam formulates the mitzvah of the Osli Mikdash and defines it in a few places, each time in a slightly different way. Okay, but I want to focus now on Tilgum Meduktuk in what he says in Sherez Yudbeis. Is the mitzvah Asiya or the mitzvah is Kiyum? Okay. kigoy omroy bi osali mitosh shizu mitzvus asay michlal ha mitzvus. Okay, it's one of tayag mitzvus. Okay, vihi shiyonu base miyuad. Okay, base miyuad becomes very interesting because in mitzvah chav he calls it base avoda. And he's moving away from this. It's not base avodah. It's a special place, and we have to see exactly. I have on this in the Arabic. I'm not getting involved in the Arabic issues over here, but about base miyuah. Okay, to say that the aim of tia hapnia, it means man's machshava should be engrossed with, I guess, the shechina there in Mikdash. And then he mentions, after the Elof Tia Pnia, he goes on about Akrova and other things. So you get the impression, and then he does something else. Remember, listen to this. What did he say? He says the mitzvah is binyan, or sheyehyeh lonu beis miyuad. It's not a binyan, it's the kiyum of the mikdash. So all I can tell you then is, even if you imagine that the mitzvah Masiyas Olim is the Shah, okay, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu, but if the mitzvah Osili Mitosh is not only Asiyah, but Shiyiyah Lano, and it's Elof Tia Pnia, it's a base Miyuot, so I can imagine that Olim is part of the mitzvah, not Nasir. It's part of the mitzvah. And then I would have told you more, okay? I want to tell you this Tesefta, and it's a very interesting Tesefta. Very odd, okay? Tesefta in Zvachim. The truth is, the Meshech Chochem, and everyone quoted one way, there we have it, but I'm going to quote it the other way because of Nisengay, Rabbi Nachnano, and of Nosan Rav Yeshiva, and Saver Oxford quoted the opposite way. But okay, it's not in the game one way or the other. But I'll leave you to this end. But then it becomes very interesting, you have it like this. Per Yud Gimel, Zivachim, Ezi Yiboma Gedoyla, B'shas, we have it in our Yisra, B'shas Heta. Okay, B'shas Heta Boma. The way it's by them, in Rabbi Nechanano, Aftes, whatever. B'shas Issa Boma. Oil moid notui, ein oil nosud shom. Oil moid notui, ein oil nosud shom. Okay, you could be talking about Shiloh when they took the oil out. Okay, well, you can have whatever you want, okay? But what does it say? It says, the chiluk between Mikdash and Boma Gedela is where there's Olim. And Kol Zman, there's no Olim, it's a push to Boma Gedela. When there's Olim, it's not Mikdash, it's not Boma Gedela anymore. It's still the Olim, leaving the Olim, it makes it the Boma Gedela. Even as an Issa Bombers. Because it's a menucha, nachla, whichever way you want to say it. This is a bombers. Okay. So if you would have asked me, I would have told you that the mitzvah of Osuli Mikdash is only Mikdash. It's Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Beis Olamim, Nova Gimon. In Shiloh there's no Olam. There's no mitzvah Osuli Mikdash. And then it comes out but that the Olin is like a chilek. Even if you say there's no mitzvah of Olin Lederis in the Asiya, but Shiyi Elonu Ein of Tia Pnia Odos is Dos. However, amazing is the Rama flips the whole thing around the Mishnah Torah, and I'll go and see if I have to be able to finish this. Okay, I'm not going to say the Rama in Mishnah Torah, and I remember the Rav once when he said a shiur to us, I think he was learning he went through the beginning of the Luchas Beis Bechir, one after the next. He said, why does the Rambam called in Halacha Beis Neuvigivon? Why is he called in Halacha Beis Neuvigivon? Why is he telling you the Rambam is not a history book? Why is he telling the history? What the Rambam is telling you, how they were kind in the mitzvah of also the Mikdash Ladeis. And it means Neuvigivon, there's also a key of also the Mikdash. And the Rambam is very careful in Mishneh Torah and flips the whole thing around and says the mitzvah is asiyah, and he leaves out the first two things. In Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, listen how the mitzvah say lasis bayis lashem muchan lios makriven. El tia pni, it doesn't exist. Muchan lios makriven. By Kabbalah, the Chayim of Shalish Pom Bashana, Shem Rasli Mikdash. So once you define it like that, after the Bava Gedela and the Mikdash are all the same. So I'm just wondering if I'm changed between Shalish and Beis and over here in terms of the relationship between Olam and Mikdash. Okay. But then, look, the Rav is right. Okay. The question is, that's what I want to leave you with. Even if you say, I would tell you, the Rambam in Shroshim is mashma, that ochim, sheyielon, okay? The Beila Pnir. In Mishneh Torah, good. But the question is, the Rav goes out of his way, and when he writes the father, there's no kium of all of the Mikdash. The question is that true? The question is, Mikdash with an ochim. It's a separate chaloshem, it's a separate kiyum. Okay? So I would be ready to say, even in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam would subscribe to that. First, we have to be very careful. Where does the Rambam put Olim in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash? There's Hilchos, the halachos are called Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Vo'evdin Boy. So it's the Klei HaMikdash. So the Olim is a Klei HaMikdash. If the Olim is doing Mikdash, how is it Klei HaMikdash? Okay? And in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he talks about the history of Perek Dalet, that it was in the Eben Shesira, and with the whole din of Geniza. Okay. So I remember Rebbe in the Shurim on Krisis, we talk about the Geniza Olim. He says an amazing thing. Okay. I'm going to read to you part of it, what he said. I'm not going to, there's one part I'm not going to talk about now. I will see sometime. Eben Hoyisa Bakirish Agadosh Maboboy, Shaleh Hoya Owen Munach, Obeish. He's telling you a story. Beish Shabona Shleima Sabayis, the others is Shabuli Chore, Bona Boy Mokan Ligonis Boy Owen. What do you have to bond? When Shleima knew at the beginning, before he built the Beis HaMikdash, he bought a separate place for all the Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? And he says, וגונזו המוכם שבון השלימוי, ציבי יושיו, שנאם היום על הלווים המבינים בכל ישראל הקדוי של השם, תרו לנו, אס עלי רקלינה שבון השלימוי, בן דובי, מלך ישראל, אין לכם מעשה בקוטם, עתו, עתו, ידעו איזה שם אלוקיך. אוקיי, וכולי. ולכל זמן שם. So the law, let me say like this.
It's not the pshat. The Bayis Sheni is a Bayis for our Olim. There's a Mokum Olim, the Mekum in Eben Shisiyah. There's a Mokum Olim, the Geniza. And the Bayis has an Olim. And that's why B'tchilus HaBayis! When he was born a Bayis with a Mokum Geniza. Oh, it's a Chilus from Olim. It's a Chilus from Mikdash. So I'm telling you, once you say that, I'm not sure if you should go so far as my Rebbe say. It could be that it's not ma'akim in the mitzvah's b'niyah, as the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Aleph, but to say there's not a kiyum of all in Mikdash, I don't know if you should say. Okay. So whatever it is, there's a kiyum of all in, there's a chilek. So, and I can't, the truth is, if it's not a klei HaMikdash, and it's not part of the Mishkan, and the whole din that they were Moshech
Hatte der Gemon Krise, es ist der Moschech, die alle, die Mischkan, wo kol Kehlo, und doch alle ist auch so klar mit der Mischkan. So noch höre, das alle in Betäus klar Mischkan, wo es Akiv in der Mitte des Binien, that's a different issue. And that's why he puts it klar mit der Mischkan. And then there's a din of all in Levad. That's what I would have said. I'm not sure if he goes too far. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick this up next time.